Watch, Green Extremists Stage Die in Protest Outside London Police HQ. By Kurt Zindelka on February 24, 2020. Climate change alarmist protesters marched through the streets of London under the banner of Extinction Rebellion, culminating in a disobedience dance and die in outside Scotland Yard Police headquarters in London. Carrying socialist worker signs saying climate refugees welcome and system change not climate change, Extinction Rebellion protested against what they believe to be man-made climate change from Russell Square to Parliament Square in London on Saturday. We should all make radical changes ourselves. I've given up meat, I've banned myself from flying. There should be radical decisions across the board. We need to live more communally, we need to stop consuming so much, repairing what we have that goes broken, and we need to share more with those who are much less fortunate, one protester told Breitbart London. One man, wearing a Make America Native Again hat, said, "I think a societal collapse is more near-term than far-term. I'm on the pessimistic end of the spectrum." When asked how long the planet has left, the man answered, "Maybe 10 years." One speaker hailed the so-called Action of Extinction Rebellion activists in Cambridge, who vandalized the prized lawn at Trinity College. XR Cambridge did it, they did an action. They uprooted 400 years of the history of scientific supremacy. They kissed the earth with their shovels and uprooted 400 years of dominion over nature. So let's rise rooted with them and say we kiss the earth with our renewal, he said. In Breitbart London's exclusive video, the protesters are then seen gathering outside Scotland Yard for a disobedience dance, in which the middle-aged crowd danced to BG's music, before holding a die-in on the street as Louis Armstrong's song What a Wonderful World can be heard playing through the speakers. The radical activist group is planning to gain over 1 million active members in the UK to join their protests calling for the country to be carbon neutral by the year 2025 and the establishment of a global citizens' assembly. Earlier this month, three eco-warrior activists were arrested during the climate strike in which students, Antifa and Extinction Rebellion clashed with police after occupying London Bridge. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.